Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's switch because I know we have limited time with you. Oh my goodness, Sean, this was so fascinating. I don't know if it's the President's Cup curse. I don't know how you feel about this, but Colorado, the latest victim, the last team, Sean, to win both the trophy and the Stanley Cup, the 2012-2013 Chicago Blackhawks, and only eight teams in the President's Trophy 38-year existence, one of which is the 98-99 Stars, have captured both the President's Trophy and the Stanley Cup.
So I get that. I will say that it's the President's. I think the President's Trophy curse, Gavin, is... I want to call and say it's slightly overblown on this. So, because I was ready for this math, and so I went and looked this up.
Nice.
So, between 1971 and 2024, and obviously we'll that's when this data is from. But you can go and pull back the Florida Panthers can be added to this as well. There have been 53 Stanley Cups, right, or been awarded 17 of them, 32% have gone to the number one overall seed. So I want to, so just from a pure perspective, and this is looking at seeds 1 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just under a third of the time in NHL history, the team with the best regular season record has won the Stanley Cup. No other seed has won it more than eight times. The second overall seed has won it eight times. The fourth overall seed has won it seven times. Only three times has a team below ninth overall in the standings won the Stanley Cup. Obviously, the Kings in 2012 and 2014. So there is a lot of President's Trophy curse and comes to mind and everything, but the reality is, the NHL playoffs, more than 40% of the time, either the top seed or the second seed wins the thing. And I know we like the randomness of it all, but it's not as much of a curse as people want to make it out to be. It's just, I think it's because we give out a trophy for it. It's because we do this. Like, the NBA doesn't give out an award for winning the regular season, right?
Correct. They have their own little like in-season trophy that they do now. They do a little tournament. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have like a hey,
no,
you
no.
won like, and same thing goes for I mean, I guess baseball, it used to be forever ago that was the pennant was the only teams that even got to play in the playoffs, but like baseball doesn't have as poppin'. So like I think it's just kind of the whole like trophy element of it. So I push back a little bit on that, where I think there is a, I think the President's Trophy curse, if you would expect basically, if I was to give you, hey, what are the odds of any seed winning the Stanley Cup? Probably if I told you there was a 30% chance the team number one overall would win it, I think you'd be like, oh, that makes sense. So I don't think the President's Trophy curse is nearly as mathematically overblown as it is story-wise. I do think it leads to some more, what's the word here? More dramatic things, obviously.
Yeah, it's more of a recent trend than a whole. Yes. Yeah, yes. That makes sense.
And so I think Colorado, right? Florida won 2 years ago as the fourth overall seed. When Colorado won the cup in 2022, they were the second overall seed. Like, if you were to tell me, hey, the team being like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, on that note, I guess my second question to ask you, because I think Colorado certainly, I want to give Vegas all the credit. I mean, kudos. Yeah. I guess, and the players won't say this, the coaches won't say this, but, you know, we want to give credit to Vegas, but the path was easier for Vegas. I guess my question was, and the loss of Makar was huge, but possibly a little run down based on what, you know, the Central had to go through.
I do think the format does not reward. I do think the format does not reward the regular season champion enough. I do think that is fair. I think if, because Colorado losing to Vegas should not have been it's a 4-0 sweep is a surprise, but I don't think anyone should have been surprised that Vegas was going to be a tough out and could have beaten Colorado. I do think that we got the Western Conference final we were supposed to get. In theory, we got the should have been the top two seeds. I know point wise Vegas was below Dallas and Minnesota, but Vegas won their division. I would like a world personally where the two division winners are your first and second seeds, and then the rest is just seeded as is. So Vegas should have had a tougher route to get to the final, but them beating Colorado is, as you said, credit to them, kudos to them, whatever word we want to use. I am still sick of the fact that Minnesota and Dallas had to play in round one.
Yes.
Right? Whether we want to go a straight 1-8 or have the division champion or whatever, Minnesota and Dallas should have been rewarded for their regular season. Colorado should have been rewarded for its regular season. And I know they handled Minnesota in 5 games, but they should have been rewarded for their regular season without having to play Minnesota. They should have gotten the lowest remaining team available. Instead, Vegas got the lowest remaining team available because of the format worked. I don't like what the format does. I don't like how it sets up. I understand going 1-16 and getting rid of conferences doesn't make enough sense geographically. You need East-West for that reason. But let's get back to a system that rewards the regular season and brings some more value to that. And I think that would, like, Gavin, we watched the Stars team up close all year, and them being locked into that series with Minnesota for basically 3.5 months, it took so much joy and value out of that regular season, right?
Yeah.
That's just, I want to push back against that.
Well, all right. So a couple quickies. Mitch Marner coming out, party. I say that because he's on a grander stage. I think if you follow hockey, you love Mitch Marner for what he was great in Toronto. But 21 points in 16 games. I know plus minus isn't all that, but he's a plus 12 when on the ice, and just really, really good numbers. And he looks sensational. So wanted to get your thoughts on Mitch Marner and how he's fit so well in Vegas. And I personally feel, I saw some tweets about, you know, Colorado's going to make a change in coaching. I think that's jumping the gun. I mean, I thought it was a good season for Colorado.
I mean, they had a horrible playoff, but
yeah,
they're the best team in the league and throughout the season. And they had credit to Vegas. They're in a similar spot to what it feels very similar to the decision the Stars had to make though last year with Pete DeBoer. Right.
Right.
And this is the question. If you're Joe Sakic, who's the president of hockey operations in Colorado, and you're Chris McFarland, who's the GM there, can you win another Stanley Cup with Jared Bednar as your coach? And that's the question you have to be able to answer yes or no to yourself on. I think the answer is yes. I wouldn't part from Jared Bednar on this. I will say, if you are the Avalanche, and this is going to sound harsh to Jared Bednar because he won you a cup and he's been there for a while, but there is a coach who is one of the hottest names on the market.
I know where you're going.
And has turned down other jobs because he has a young family that really loves living in Denver.
Yep.
If you are the Avalanche, don't you owe it to yourself to call David Carl?
Yep.
Because you're the only team that can present to him the opportunity to say, we understand how much you love Denver. Guess what? You don't have to move.
Right.
Like, and if you are Colorado, I don't know. It would be I would be making that call because I think Jared Bednar is a really damn good coach. I think he'll get another landing somewhere else. I think he can still coach a team to a Stanley Cup, but eventually there's always time for a split and for a team to move on and a coach to find newer pastures and everything like that. And if you could land David Carl, if you're the Avalanche, that would be pretty ideal succession plan.
Yeah, no, it would be. I mean, tremendous credit to Vegas. They played so well. John Tortorella goes back to the Stanley Cup for the first time in 22 years. So, wow. And for now, Sean, the players after the game were speaking very highly of him.
Yeah.
So,
Jared Bednar's been part of the fabric of that team, right? Like, very rarely in the NHL do coaches get to go through the lull and come out at the end, right? Just it doesn't happen as much as it happens in the NBA, right? Like the NBA, I know the NBA coaching cycle can be more harsh than I'm making it out to be, but they're in the NBA coaching cycle. Like I think about the Mavericks, and there was the way that before the whole Jason Kidd stuff went down, Rick Carlisle was able to basically go through the lulls with the Mavericks. And that was an opportunity afforded to him that an NHL coach never would have gotten. And so very rarely does a coach get to do what Jared Bednar did, where you go through one of the worst seasons in NHL history and you still have your job 5 or 6 seasons later. I think he's a good coach. I really do. But at some point, there's always the reality of, I think it was, I'm using a lot of basketball examples today. Wasn't it Larry Bird with the Pacers who said, I'm going to coach for 4 years and then be done? Because the coach's message gets tuned out. At some point, I think there's time to move on and kind of find that next fit. And it's harsh after a regular season like they had, but if the end goal is winning the whole thing, and Colorado's reality is, this is an Avalanche team with Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar. If you look back in 20 years from now, Gavin, we look back at this Avalanche team and they've only won one Stanley Cup, they're a failed dynasty. And it's a team that like, it's just the whole, like, we love the Stars team that won in 99, but it's also one of the tough revisionist history things to look back on is that Stars team with that lineup and that roster. It's almost more disappointing that they didn't win a second one. And this Colorado team has a lot of similarities to that late 90s, early 2000s Dallas to me of you gotta find a way. Obviously, you'll always be celebrated as champions, but getting that second one sounds a lot legacy-wise.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.